The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
There has been widespread condemnation on this side of the water, at least, to a suggestion that an amnesty would be given to British soldiers accused of crimes during the Troubles. Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney has said the Irish government is opposed to any unilateral move on legacy and that this would be in contravention to the Stormont House Agreement. Well, John Teggart's father, Daniel, was shot by the British Army 14 times on the first day of the Ballymurphy massacre in 1971. And he joins me now on the programme. John, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. I want to talk about your dad and what happened and your experience of it, but what is your reaction to this suggestion that all soldiers who served in Northern Ireland for the British Army would be offered an amnesty?
Well, the immediate reaction would be sheer anger, and that there will go along the lines for many, many victims who were murdered by state forces during the conflict. You have to remember that there was 374 civilians, locals, who were shot by the army during the conflict. And throughout all that, there was only four who would have been charged. And them themselves were released with their short sentences and back into the army to carry out their career.
It does seem, from this side, certainly, and I wonder your views on it, that British authorities have never really been very interested in pursuing their own soldiers for committing crimes.
No, but you have to remember from the whole way through the conflict in the north that they weren't interested in investigating, and that goes along the lines of the police of the day, the RUC. If you look along what happened in Ballymurphy, even this is 50 years later, and still there has been no police involvement, no investigation. The army from the very start told lies and blackened our families' names that were gunmen and gunwomen. And that's also the priest, Father Hugh Mullen, who went to help a wounded man, and Mrs. Calney, who was shot four times by the army. And it's the same soldiers who were on the day, the 11th of August, who went on the Bloody Sunday and murdered 14 more civilians. So if from the very start, when it started in Ballymurphy, and these soldiers were given an amnesty, even then, that they could have shot locals, citizens, with impunity, if it had been sorted, there wouldn't have been the other 370 odds, or even Bloody Sunday in years to come.
John, remind us what happened at Ballymurphy.
Well, the 9th of August 1971, for my father, he obviously there was an internment sweep, which was a completely different operation, but that would have happened in the early hours of the morning. My father went to his brother's house, who lived beside the barrack. He had previously went to my sister to ask, would he take his brother in to stay the night because of the lives so adjacent to the barrack. So that's why my father was in the area. And the first shots from the army in Springfield Park, the two of them separated. So my father ran down towards the army barracks because he thought he would be safe there. And he stood there thinking he was safe. And he's having a bit of crack with a man that he knew from the area, and having a bit of laugh, a bit of cracker, and all of a sudden the fires started firing indiscriminately at anybody who was in front of the park. So my father ran into a field, what we call the man's field, and was opposite the park. It's only 50 yards away in the bright summer night, and he only got about 20 yards, and all the RI witnesses had said that the first bullet he was shot in the leg, it twisted him, and he fell face down. When he fell face down, he was laying out in the open. So they were actually taking just pat shots at him from across the distance of about 50 yards across the road. And that's all the distance there was, just the width of a road from the army and my father. And he was laying out in the open, and it just continued to shot him. And our eyewitnesses had said that his body bounced with every bullet. And even the autopsy that we got many years later proved that Every bullet was 300 because of velocity and the nears where the army were so near to them, you know.
I mean, it's worth just reiterating this point. Your father was unarmed. He ran away from the Paras when they opened fire. They shot him in the leg as he was running away. And when he was lying there in the open and visibly no danger to anyone, he was never at any point a danger to anyone, but lying wounded, they continued to just take pot shots at him from 50 yards away.
And that's the eyewitnesses. And worse,
it's a crime, John, by anyone's standards. It's crime.
It's a crime. And here's the thing. For years, if anybody throughout the conflict, there's thousands of people that have been through the jails. And for any crime, it should have been the same. Should have been no hierarchy of victims. So what you have is the army who have been attacked. And shows you the extremes that the state will go to protect the army, were just outright what they're doing to them. And they're putting these proposals. Well, we'll give an amnesty for all. So it's not just the people like ourselves who are affected and shot by the army. It's all these victims who are fighting for justice, fighting for truth of what happened to their loved ones. It's a slap in the face to every single one of them. And it's not, and I know from the Irish government and all politicians in the north are totally against this. All the victims from both sides of the community who deserve exactly what every single victim should be get, truth and justice for their loved one. Every single one of them has been overlooked just to save the soldiers, and that's what it is. And from the first day that the first bullet was fired in Ballymurphy, the lies have been told from them. And if you look at the lies that the today's British government, they're lying to us, they're lying to the Irish government, they're lying to even the veterans, because what they're putting forward is can be challenged ferociously by families like ourselves. We will challenge that in the courts, and they have tried it before. They have tried this thing before, and it's the lies that they've told, and they're not only telling lies to us, they're telling lies to other victims and every person in the north who's waiting on truth and justice and other governments. They're the laughing stock of the world now for the way and the antics of the way they're making their own laws and breaking the laws that they set up.
This is apparently going to be included in the Queen's speech to Parliament. It's not something apparently that a kind of a kite has been flown, that it's coming from the highest levels of British government. What do you think about that?
Well, if you look who her son is, who is Commander in Chief of the Parachute Regiment, that speaks for itself. What she can say is it's only a proposal. By the way, at the moment, a lot of people, including the Irish government and local politicians here, don't even know what's in this proposal. In a way, it could be flagging up. In a way, it could be election thing that they're putting out themselves also, because election coming up. So for the day's government, they're laughable of the antics of them and continuously breaking the law and continuously being ignorant to people involved in and co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement, which is the Irish government. But that's what they are at the moment, and they've been like that for a long time now. So it never gets any better by them, you know.
We've been talking since the Good Friday Agreement, so for over a quarter of a century now, about truth and reconciliation and commissions and South African style commissions to look into and talk openly about what happened. I mean, how close are we to that when it comes to Northern Ireland? Like I said, we've been talking about it a long time. We don't seem to be getting any closer to it. And as I said at the outset, there doesn't seem to be much of an appetite from the British government side to air their dirty laundry in public.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. The legacy of the past in order to be sorted in some way, but they don't want to be involved. But if they're looking at an amnesty for all, it's in a way they're... and in a way, they are saying themselves, like, if there's an amnesty for all, they were one of the main actors in the conflict, and they're actually joining all the ones that that they had says were terrorists. They were state terrorists, and they're just joining the other actors who were in the thing. But when they talk about an amnesty for all, they're all on the same level now.
Yeah, it is kind of incredible that they're equating themselves with the IRA to some degree.
Exactly. Well, once we go down that lane of an amnesty for all, that's what they couldn't. That's why the local politicians they will be opposing it, the unionists also, because and you would get the likes of the RUC, all these different organizations are going to oppose us. All victims are going to oppose us. But the thing is, the government, with Boris Johnson heading it, they don't care. They just don't care. And they don't know, for people like ourselves, who every time something like this happens, even 50 years later, they're re-traumatizing us all. And it's something that the families who are going into their twilight years don't need. I myself, and we've been campaigning for a long, long time, and we will get the truth once it comes to the 11th of May, which is next Tuesday. There'll be the findings into what happened in Ballymurphy when 11 people lost their lives by the parachute regiment. That case itself is an example of why there shouldn't be an amnesty and why the soldiers should be made accountable for what they've done. Instead of being the heroes, the only heroes on the ground that day were all our loved ones who were going to the aids of others, including Mrs. Connolly, my daddy, and local priest, Farm Mullen. Farm Mullen was actually holding a white hanky, which you've seen on Bloody Sunday, but there was no cameras and they shot him dead.
Listen, John, we appreciate your time here on The Hard Shoulder. John Teggart there, as he said, his father, Daniel, one of those shot by the British Army in the Ballymurphy Massacre in 1971 after those internment without trial policy. After that policy was introduced in Northern Ireland, 11 people were killed. John's dad shot 14 times all in all by British soldiers. John, like I said, thanks a million for joining us.